Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There is a growing body of people who think that flying is seriously bad for the environment and should be curtailed. There is talk about a tax on aviation fuel and even some sort of levy on frequent flyers. But would it work? Would it stifle economic activity and perhaps not even help the environment as planned? Or would the kind of additional taxes that are associated with cars also need to apply to flying? Cathal Foley is the chief executive of PACE, part of the FEXCO group down in Killorglin, County Kerry. PACE stands for Platform for Analysing Carbon Emissions. And he is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Cathal.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
What does PACE do?
So PACE is, as you say, is FEXCO's platform for analysing carbon emissions. We provide real-time emissions data for aviation participants to see the actual impact of their entire fleet. And what that means in actuality is that we work with aviation finance participants originally to provide that data to see the impact that they have of their financing books that we can see then moving forward from that into corporates as well and onto consumer travel beyond that.
And so you don't work directly with the likes of Aer Lingus or Ryanair or Lufthansa. You work with the people who lease the planes to Ryanair and Aer Lingus.
Primarily back to the financing participant, yes, and kind of moving on from there then as well.
Okay. And I suppose you need all this data on carbon emissions for the new, what is it, corporate social responsibility report? Is it CSRD?
CSRD, CSDDD, there's lots of acronyms that are out there. And that was the real genesis of it. We always try and start businesses through problem statements, right? And what is that problem statement? Mm. There's a need for high fidelity, high quality data, and there is an absence of it out there. There's lots of kind of accusations of greenwashing and the dangers
of that.
So we try to support the banks, support corporates to have that data and be able to trust it and take an almost financial lens to the carbon data.
How do you measure all this terabytes of data coming from aviation?
Well, I guess we have the backing of the FEXCO group, which is great, right? Which brings two things with it. One is a technology background and two, an ability in dealing with large amounts of financial data. So we see carbon as just a new form of financial data. And as you say, that will bring with it conversations such as tax, such as how is this going to be accounted for? You know, who's going to sign off on this? Is it the CFOs? Is it the boards? So we look at that really as carbon being the next lens of financial data, financial accounting, and view it in the same way. Mm. We think this will be a regulated industry, which suits us, right? So we like the fact that you need to be sure of the data you're providing.
So it's not already covered by the CSRD or whatever it is?
Well, CSRD is capturing some companies now, and that waterline is rising as we go forward. Mm. I think what we find is the people that view this as an opportunity are the people that are really out in front. The groups that are waiting for compliance to drive them towards the gate, I think will be the groups perhaps that will be caught short a little bit as we get there, because there will be a huge rush for requirements of data, for strategy, for advice. Mm. And so we sell to two personas in effect. People that view carbon as an opportunity and view it as a compliance burden. And the opportunity space we would see really is the people that are kind of making hay out there.
Okay. Now, should people be paying if they fly too much? This was discussed on Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan about 2 weeks ago, and we thought we'd look on the business side of things. Do you think that people who fly a lot, and I mean maybe once a week or more, should they be paying a kind of extra levy?
Well, I think jumping straight to the consumer tax side or the frequent flyer tax, I think it's an easy one to have a narrative around, right? It's nice, it's a soundbite and it lands and people get quite emotive with it. I think the two groups that are guilty of that, right, are corporates, corporate travel, and people with disposable income. My view would be they are inelastic in their kind of view of travel and are likely going to continue to do so. So if you're trying to create behavioural change, not sure that's going to count. Look, it will create some revenues for potentially looking at new types of aircraft or new ways of travel. And the reality is in Europe, we pay a degree of carbon tax as it relates to flying. My view, the full value chain needs to be looked at. So that is, how are aircraft being produced? What fuel is going into it? Mm. Sustainable aviation fuel. How is the aircraft configured? Get used to more seats on planes.
That means planes being more full.
Higher intensity is a huge part, right? And you know, groups such as Ryanair and that would often speak of their greener fleet and their greener nature because they have a high intensity.
A very high load factor in Ryanair planes. They're using something called sustainable aviation fuel. Now, that is more expensive to buy for Ryanair and other airlines, not just Ryanair, than traditional aviation fuel. Do you think people should be charged for the... At the moment, Ryanair is kind of semi-subsidizing it for some of their planes. But do you think people should pay more in order to, say, buy their conscience to fly with a SAF plane?
Should they or will they? I think we'll jump to will they pay more. I think my view and the research that we have done is that, you know, people are willing to care about green initiatives less when they are asked to pay. And that's just reality. I saw some research recently. You know, the follow through on payment doesn't seem to be there as related. So I don't think that's an option, quite frankly. Mm. Will corporates be able to swallow that? Aviation is a relatively narrow margin industry. They're not going to be able to. So this is where I believe the EU and the likes can have a huge impact.
Because Ireland on its own is not going to achieve much.
Of course not. And I think it is subsidising that gap between regular jet fuel and the sustainable aviation fuel, incentivising new startups that are out there to create new ways to produce this new types of fuel. So I think the consumer's not going to pay. Whether they should or not is probably not even up for debate.
But they're still going to fly, though. Even if if an extra €10 is added to their flight, I suspect, is that going to scare people off? We saw the huge bounce back after lockdowns. People are desperate to get on planes.
Yeah, and I think the aviation industry and aviation numbers are set to grow a huge amount over the next decade, two decades, as we get to net zero 50. So people are going to want to fly. We're an island in the west of Europe, right? Whether we want to have sustainable tourism or just tourism as inbound for our people to get out and enjoy themselves, and for business travel, for doing business in Ireland, we need a strong aviation industry. So I think, you know, people are going to fly. There is going to be higher costs. I think that's a fact, right? Flying is going to be more expensive. And the days of the very, very low fares are probably more in the rearview mirror than they are out ahead of us.
Yeah. Even if you want to fly from far and foreign County Kerry up to the city?
Well, that is obviously a route that is somewhat subsidised as well, and a good way to travel and a good way for us to keep our carbon emissions down.
Yeah. Would you say consumers are selfish? Based on what you've just said, it seems to imply that consumers basically say, I want to have my cake and I want to eat it.
Yeah, I think consumers are getting more and more selfish. You know, we get... there's a huge amount of choice out there and people are becoming quite spoiled through that choice. And so they are going to want cheaper, right? Quicker, high quality, and this, you know, talk of fast fashion and fast tourism. Mm-hmm. And so there is a movement towards people paying for higher quality, but only when they truly trust and understand. And because there's so many accusations of greenwashing, I think people will pay for a sustainable holiday when they can see the full follow through. When they say SAF, I don't know that there's SAF on that aircraft. How are you? I can't see this.
You're going to get out a giant dipstick.
Yeah, I can't see this. Where's my follow through? Yeah. So I think in that sense, you know, we got to build that trust with the consumer that they can truly know that what I'm doing is having an impact. And if you say this aircraft is using 2% SAF, what is SAF? What is 2%? What is that impact?
Yeah.
I think just helping the consumer understand, number one, and then trust. You know, this industry has gotten out ahead of its skis a little bit in terms of promising things about carbon credits and that. Mm. There's a lot of rollback happening now. So I think, you know, sustainable aviation fuel will have a huge part in the future of aviation. But we have to trust. And when you have the trust, I think people will begin to get comfortable to pay more.
And I'll throw a quick, very quick googly. Do you think Boeing will kind of get over this problem that they have? You saw the story I was reading about Turkish Airlines. They're not in a good place.
Well, I think, look, they've obviously made a number of changes recently and not our place to kind of say whether they're right or not. I think they'll have to. I think it's good for the industry if they do. You know, there's a shallow pool of aircraft manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And so for all of us, as
competition.
Yeah, it's better for all of us to get it out. And there's a huge requirement for aircraft moving forward.
OK, well, best of luck with it. We will be following you, how you gather data about the aviation industry very carefully and whether there'll be a tax on that aviation. Cathal, thanks so much for coming in. That's Cathal Foley, the Chief Executive of PACE, part of the FEXCO Group.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.